Rebels gain the upper hand in Libya. The mystery deepens over Al-Qaeda's absence in the Mideast upheaval. Premature babies are the latest victims of too much radiation from hospital tests. And the Obama's personal trainer turns his charms and his prowess on the White House staff. I'm Jane Bornemeyer with this preview of the front page of Monday's New York Times. In our lead story, David Kirkpatrick writes that the balance of military power between Libyan strongman Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi and the rebels demanding his ouster appeared to shift against him Sunday. In the port city of Benghazi, the rebels controlling the eastern half of the country established an interim government under the direction of a former justice minister who defected to join them. A group of Libyan Army and Air Force officers who have switched sides said they were forming a central command to defend rebel-held territory. Rebels and a Libyan oil industry executive say their forces now control about 85% of the country's oil production, and the rebels continue to hold four cities around Tripoli against repeated assaults by Gaddafi's forces. In a news analysis, Scott Shane writes that for nearly two decades, the leaders of al-Qaeda have denounced the Arab world's dictators as heretics and puppets of the West and called for their downfall. Now, people in country after country have risen to topple their leaders, but al-Qaeda has played no role. The question now on the minds of Mideast watchers is whether the terrorist network will shrivel slowly to irrelevance or find a way to exploit the chaos produced by political upheaval. So far, many specialists on terrorism in the Middle East say that the last few weeks have the makings of a disaster for al-Qaeda, making the jihadists look like ineffectual bystanders to history. At SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, evidence has emerged that premature babies were exposed to too much radiation through the improper use of X-rays and full-body CT scans. An investigation by the hospital's new pediatric radiologist found that full-body X-rays of premature babies had occurred often, that radiation levels on powerful CT scanners had been set too high for infants, and that babies had been poorly positioned, making it hard for doctors to interpret the images. The errors at Downstate are still under investigation, but the evidence so far raises broad questions about the competence, training, and oversight of technologists who operate radiological equipment that is becoming increasingly complex and powerful. If they cannot properly take a simple chest X-ray, how can they be expected to safely operate CT scanners or linear accelerators? With technologists in many states lightly regulated or not at all, their own professional group is calling for greater oversight and standards. As the nation watches the public sector labor showdown in Wisconsin, the big question is whether other states where collective bargaining rights are being challenged will have to give ground. A slew of bills seeking to eliminate or weaken collective bargaining are largely a product of November's elections. The elections brought a new class of conservative Republican governors to power. Now, some of those newly powerful Republicans have decided to check the power of unions, saying that they have long used their political influence to win wages and benefits that the governors believe are unaffordable. Several Republicans seeking to change the labor laws said that they felt strong public support for taking on public sector unions. These unions have lost popular support in recent years from private sector workers. Many of them no longer enjoy the job protection, health benefits, and especially pension plans that many state and local workers still have. Detroit is crowing that the auto industry is back, but so far at least, it's a success story built as much on a revival in lending as on the development of desirable cars. Sales of new cars rose 11% to around 11.4 million in 2010 and are off to an even stronger start this year. After radically scaling back auto lending during the financial crisis, banks and the lending arms of the automakers have started to open their purse strings and issue loans more aggressively. Borrowers of all types are finding it much easier to obtain a loan than they did even a few months ago. The revival of auto lending is emblematic of an increased appetite for risk in the American economy. Consumers are opening their wallets again after putting off car purchases during the recession, and banks, flush with deposits to lend out, have eased their standards for making new loans. And finally, fitness trainer Cornell McClellan has been Barack and Michelle Obama's secret weapon for more than a decade. He gets almost as much credit as the First Lady for her famously toned arms. And now he's working his magic on members of the White House staff, sometimes whether they like it or not. Mr. McClellan grew up practicing martial arts, eventually earning a black belt. And as a college student, he realized he had a knack for working with people. He now owns Naturally Fit, a personal training and wellness center in Chicago, and he's spends part of his week in Washington at Mr. Obama's request. His clients can be divided into two camps, the enthusiastic and the grudging, White House staffers say. And that's a preview of the front page of Monday's New York Times. For more on these and other stories, pick up a copy of the paper or go to nytimes.com. From the New York Times newsroom, I'm Jane Bornemeyer.